Welcome to Gen X. I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock. I don't remember the first time I set foot inside a movie theater. As the story goes, I was dressed in a white jumper with black spots, matching stole, and red Mary Jane flats. Cruella de Vil I was not, but as Perdita, Pongo, and their 101 animated pups bounded their way onto the screen of the Lakeside Theater at Grand Boulevard in May, I was, according to lore, lost in movie magic. I've had several movie moments since, afternoons tucked away with the hapless Inspector Clouseau on the Continental screen near Founders Tower, pining away at a doe-eyed Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees as they crooned about Strawberry Fields in 1978 Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band at the French Market Twin. Don't judge. I was 11, and yes, I had the double album. As time marched on, so did I, reveling in the rebel spirit of The Empire Strikes Back, waiting an infinite 5 hours in line at North Park Mall, all to see Harrison Ford intone the best damn ad-lib ever. I know. Like many Xers, I was a latchkey kid. The weekday hours between 3 and 6 spent alone while Mom and Dad worked. Movies were my escape from the solitude. With them, I made new friends and ventured to places I'd never imagined before. Gen X is the John Hughes generation, of course. It was through the Andes of the world and the Duckies, the Farmer Freds, and even the Jake Ryans that we saw a mirror into who we were as humans. Hughes understood the bubbling anarchy that dwelled beneath the soap-washed surface of our outward selves. He saw the conflict we felt of being caught in the crosshairs of our parents' Ozzie and Harriet ideology while trying to forge our own path in the tumult of a Sid and Nancy world. 1991 changed the course. It was the year director Richard Linklater came out with his film Slacker. Critics panned the lack of structure, the one-shot narrative that followed a band of ne'er-do-well 20-somethings more preoccupied with philosophy of life than in trying to make a living. Slacker was a caustic look at who Gen X was perceived to be, yet at the same time gave rise to our very personal concerns. Other directors followed. Names like Kevin Smith, Jim Jarmusch, Quentin Tarantino, and Steven Soderbergh brought new voices to the fore and gave us films that lent substance to characters well beyond the shallow outputtings of the Hollywood machine. In some ways, independent film is the Gen X genre. Those early works told our stories from a point of view not satisfied with the usual happy endings, but with the raw realities of life. Stories of AIDS and transsexualism, voices seeking freedom and social justice. They were cynical, yes, but that cynicism gave platform to a new realism in filmmaking we hadn't seen since the 70s in works like Taxi Driver or Coming Home. Independent film continues to enthrall. Not with CGI or big brand effects, but thoughtful moments where characters transcend archetype and show us that life is more than a sequence of events to be unfolded at each scheduled plot point, but a jumbled mess of emotions that are given their own space and time. Film that doesn't have to rock me out of my seat to rocket my heart to the stars. You can see some fine independent film this weekend at the Dead Center Film Festival here in Oklahoma City. Started in 2001 by two Gen X filmmakers, Dead Center runs tomorrow through Sunday, June 11th. So go see some independent film and experience movie magic of your own. For KOSU, I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock, and this is Gen X.